from the St. Ignatius Chapel at the Manresa Jesuit Spiritual Renewal Center in Pickering, Ontario. The National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to the celebration of the daily televised Mass. I am Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from anonymous donors from Ottawa, Ontario. This Mass is being offered for the living and deceased members of the Curtin and Moore families. Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass, which are televised to the thousands of Canadians across our land and across the world. Now, to prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind the words of Jesus Christ: "Go out and proclaim the good news." You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of mercy, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Ezra. When I, Ezra, heard of the faithfulness of the returned exiles, I tore my garment and my mantle, and pulled hair from my head and beard, and sat appalled. At the evening sacrifice, I got up from my fasting, with my garments and my mantle torn, and fell on my knees, spread out my hands to the Lord my God, and said, O my God, I am too ashamed and embarrassed to lift my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has mounted up to the heavens. From the days of our ancestors to this day, we have been deep in guilt, and for our iniquities, we, our kings, and our priests have been handed over to the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, to plundering, and to utter shame, as is now the case. But now, for a brief moment, favor has been shown by the Lord our God, who has left us a remnant, and given us a stake in his holy place, in order that he may brighten our eyes and grant us a little sustenance in our slavery. For we are slaves, yet our God has not forsaken us in our slavery, but has extended to us his steadfast love before the kings of Persia, to give us new life to set up the house of our God, to repair its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judea and Jerusalem. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of
be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. Wherever they do not welcome you, as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our first reading finds Ezra in Babylon together with the Israelites who have been taken into captivity. They had suffered a huge time of problems from the Syrians in the east to the Egyptians in the west to the Assyrians in the north, who were constantly attacking them. Besides that, there were other nations just around them, Amorites and Jebusites and Pezerites and the whole lot of them. Now, they had been taken into captivity to Babylon, and they had established themselves as a reliable community, so much so that men like Ezra could continue their prophecy. And then the emperor Cyrus realized that his treasury was very, very low. And in a very smart political move, he decided, I'm going to send all the captives back to their native land. Not only that, but he gave them money in order that they could rebuild their temple. This was a very, very smart move, because in sending the Israelites back to Jerusalem, he had them look on him as a benefactor with kindness. And there was the other side effect, namely that if anybody attacked King Cyrus, the Israelites would not align themselves with the enemy, but rather with Cyrus. A very smart move indeed. And so they come down to Jerusalem, and you would expect that they realized that they were slaves, they were captives, because they had not kept the covenant. And so now that they come back to Jerusalem, they should do so. But they didn't. And so as you heard in that first reading, Ezra is totally distraught. He pulls his hair out, he tears his garments. He is so angry with the people because they have not kept the covenant. They have disobeyed the Torah. They have not bothered with the traditions. And not only that, but they were going and picking up the traditions of the neighboring nations, their idols, their little traditions here and there. They were intermarrying. And Ezra said, I am embarrassed, O Lord, to be before you to plead for this recalcitrant nation. Ezra became a little even xenophobic. You see, if you're a very small nation with no security and other nations are around you, you begin to realize that you lose your identity, you lose your culture, you lose your tradition. And so Ezra went so far as to say, if you Jews have got non-Jewish wives or husbands, get rid of them, send them away. Sometimes this tradition of Ezra seems to carry on even in our days, in our own time. We in Canada are a Christian country, at least in name. But we are so intimidated by other people who do not belong to our same faith, our same tradition, with a different language. And we tend to become xenophobic. When I was in Guyana in 1978, there was that famous Jonestown disaster when 914 people were killed. And when bodies were taken away, there was one of these signs that were blowing in the wind. And it said over there, if we don't learn from history, you will commit the same mistakes. We should have had that for the Israelites. They were taken into captivity. The bottom line of this whole story was, trust in God no matter how difficult the times are. In fact, when things are going difficult, that's the time you trust in God. When things go all right, when things are copacetic, when you've got a roof over your head, food on your table, and security from all around you, somehow or the other, we do not even acknowledge God around. But the times when things are getting difficult, instead of putting trust in the Lord, they began to go to the neighboring nations with their gods, with their traditions, and say, perhaps this is where we can find our security. And so Ezra has been very firm with them. So too, within our times nowadays, when things get really, really difficult, this is the time when we place our trust in the Lord. And that's the same thing that Jesus tells his disciples as he sends them out. Jesus taught the people. Jesus did miracles. He cured the sick. He exorcised demons. And now he was going to send his disciples in pairs. A very smart move indeed. Because if you send them out in twos and one of them gets discouraged, the other one can encourage you. If one of them starts going off the handle and becoming really exuberant and got no control, the other one can stabilize him. So this was a good tradition. But you see, when Jesus cured the sick, exorcised demons, preached, he did not give these disciples the same lessons. He did not have a class in preaching 101 or how to exorcise demons or a book for dummies on how to cure. No, he just sent them out. We are told he took the power that he had and sent them out, but with one condition. And that condition was the same one we heard in Ezra in our first reading today, to trust in the Lord. And that is what Jesus says. Take no bag, no haversack, no extra purse, nothing to go along with your preaching. Just go there and trust. And that has been the life of all of us so often as priests, to trust in the Lord when things have been going really, really bad. But not only priests, but everybody else as well. During this pandemic, as I said, we had lockdowns and masks and businesses folding up, no rent to pay, no money to pay the rent, no money to pay the food on the table. This is the time to realize that God does walk with us. When we cry, God cries with us. When we feel that we are abandoned, Jesus also was abandoned. On the cross, he said, my God, why have you abandoned me? When we feel isolated, Jesus also felt isolated. In chapter 6, we hear when the disciples decide to leave him, Jesus also asks them, are you going to leave me? And Pope Francis has said the same thing for us as priests today, as leaders in the church. Don't go out and get fancy and luxurious cars. Go among the people, learn what they are doing, and learn, do not preach from ivory towers. I wonder how many of us as priests know what the cost of potatoes and rice and oil. A young family with two little children, what is the cost of the diapers for a whole year? Pretty expensive, let me tell you. And if we just sit in our ivory towers and say, trust in the Lord, they are not going to. Do you know the price of broccoli? That is what we have to learn to listen, listen, and listen again. And then we can hear the cry of the poor. And then we can treat them as the way the Lord treated them, with love, with dignity, and with respect. God bless you all. For all those in our daily televised Mass community who are dedicated to the care of the sick, may they receive the grace to continue their ministry of compassion and caring with joy and hope. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sponsors from Ottawa, Ontario, for the Curtin and Moore families, that the Lord may bless and strengthen them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Pope Francis, who continues to lead by example, that the Lord may keep him safe, and for our own bishops and priests who continue to minister to us, but most especially for the heads of family, for mothers and fathers who continue to lead their children in the faith in these days, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, we offer all these prayers made aloud and in the depths of our hearts through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Wash away my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive with favor, O Lord, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these heavenly mysteries. We make this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hand as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And wherever you are, let us share with one another a sign of that peace and friendship. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us all to everlasting life.
Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with the sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption both in mystery and in the manner of our life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ to proclaim the word of God in truth and in faith. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.